Sunday night, Chavos Halvados, Shar HaBitachon. We're in the Psicha to Shar HaBitachon, the benefits of Bitachon. We're up to the third benefit, which he said that the third spiritual benefit is that you're calm and you're Ponui Tavodos Hashem. As I said last week, that a lot of our Hisrashlus and Avodos Hashem is not Machmas Taiva as much as it is Machmas lack of Bitachon, that we're nervous about money, we're nervous about Shiduchim, we're nervous about pension plans, we're nervous about marrying off our children, we're nervous about the mortgage. So that's what he says. Baal Bitachon is calm, calmer than a person who's able to counterfeit money. The person who's able to counterfeit money, he says, he needs raw materials. Hashem does not need any sibos to provide you with what you need. Nothing's missing. His rough zone is all that's necessary. We said the reason the Chavos Halvados even brought down that there were nisim from nisim is because ultimately, and that's the lesson of the mon, it's all Dvar Hashem and Ratzon Hashem. Hashem doesn't need a reason. The sibos, he could maneuver various sibos to give you what you need. You need a job. You think your only way you're going to get a job is if you have a PhD, if you have this, if you have protection, if you're living in a certain place, if this. There's no such thing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't need any sibos. Number two, on Kuf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, we are. Number two is that there's always side effects. He's using the alchemist, or the counterfeiter as I call him, just as an example. But he's going through things to show that, as he will define Bitachon and Perek Aleph, the definition, not the definition of the word, but the midah of Bitachon, is that you are calm and ragua and not stressed and not anxious and not nervous and your heart's not thumping and you're not sweating and you're not anxious. You're not anxious, you're not stressed. You're cool, calm. If you took an EKG, you would be totally calm. So he's using the alchemist just to bring out the points. So what the first point is, Hashem doesn't need sibos. But now I'll never get a job because I'm... Don't worry, Hashem doesn't need what you think are sibos. Number two is side effects. With the alchemist, there's always side effects. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to... So you're worried about the side effects, so you're not calm. You have to worry about the fumes. You have to worry about getting an ulcer. You have to worry about being overworked. I'm now extrapolating away from the alchemist, obviously. There's always side effects, or many times there are side effects. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have parnasa, so there doesn't have to be any side effects. He can provide you with parnasa without the side effects that have to be there. So you have shalva because of that. The choma sheyobu olav meyes Hashem yisaleh hulo l'taybus nefesh ulesimcha. Part of the ability to be totally calm when you have bitachon is absolutely the knowledge that if things don't work out the way you anticipated, it's meant for your good. And Hashem is only good. That's not the definition of bitachon. But since the midah of bitachon, he's working out, is that you're stress-free, so certainly part of that is to develop... So to be stress-free, you certainly have to develop the aspect of knowledge of Hashem that, like b'di'eved, if things don't work out the way I'd like them to, I don't get this job, I don't, I miss the bus, my car breaks down, I'm not able to do what I want to do, I failed, I got messed up. So, you know beforehand, you're saying, well, that's good for me, it might be good for my neshama, it might be good for me even in the long run. I'm sure everybody here has had things happen to them that they thought were disastrous, and in the long run, it turned out to be the best thing in the world that ever happened to them. So that enables you to be calm. Binos desha yarbitzeini, al ne menuchos yina aleini. Number three, you're more calm than a counterfeiter who has as much money as he could ever possibly want. The counterfeiter, again, you have to extrapolate to people who rely on things other than Hashem. The counterfeiter, the alchemist, is afraid of people. He's nervous someone's going to find out his secret. He's doing something that's like weird and funny and maybe illegal, and he has to always be nervous. You have a good job. Everybody in job at work is afraid that the fellow in the next cubicle wants his job. And he's has an in with the boss because his wife is married to the niece of the boss. All sorts of office politics. You're nervous the boss is going to get angry at you. You're scared. You're always scared. Even if you have as much, he talks about the alchemist has as much money as he wants. So he's worried someone else is going to find out the formula to making money. Or someone's going to find out, kill him, take over the machines. Some right, a rich person has as much money as he wants. So his son will get kidnapped. Or he'll develop an ulcer. Or he'll become like Howard Hughes. He'll grow a beard and long fingernails. Remember Howard Hughes? You guys don't even remember Howard Hughes. He's scared for his life. You think he's the calmest person in the world. You think Bill Gates is like, oh man, he's like for sure calm. He's nervous. He's scared of Google. He's scared of Microsoft. He's scared of the other ones. He's nervous. The government. He's scared of. He's more scared of Obama than you are. Obama's going to confiscate all his money. Look. They're going to take him to court that he has a monopoly, like they did to AT&T. They'll smash up the whole thing. He's afraid. He has what to be afraid of. So he doesn't have what to be afraid of. If you develop bitachon, you say, Belokim batachti lo ira, ma ya'aseh adam li. Or ma ya'aseh basar li, that's another pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here.